So in terms of eternity and infinity, so eternity has nothing to do with time and affinity has nothing to do with space. So what eternal means is not temporal, and what infinite means is not spatial. And that's helpful because what it means is that those two terms mean the Lord. They are names of the Lord, just like divine providence is a name for the Lord. So there is only one who is infinite and eternal. And so to be in the Lord is to be in a finite experience of what infinity and eternity mean. And so eternity manifests at this level of life as time, and infinity manifests as space. But in the spiritual world, the apparent time and space are experienced as the unfolding of wisdom as far as apparent time goes, or the unfolding of our states of insight, if you like. And space as a manifestation is always to do with the affections. The other thing I picked up on was that there are seasons in spiritual life, and seasons in 2 weeks of Loga Praxis from the sounds of things. So there's always this cycle that occurs, and things move always to being resolved. So the difficulty in our processes and all of that leading towards things being resolved always, so far as the Lord is concerned, that it is our state that determines how things experienced. That's, you know, fairly common experience, but so our situations, circumstances, relations remain constant and it's our state that determines how we experience those things. In the CL reading, of course, just connecting it in with what we're doing here in the AC. So the spiritual element is Joseph, the natural element is Pharaoh, the interior natural, and the exterior natural has to do with the baker and the butler. So marriage in spiritual terms is always a relation between what is higher and lower. So what we're dealing with in the AC here has to do with the marriage of what's represented by the celestial of the spiritual with the natural. And for that to occur, there has to be a new natural. And so that's what this has been about, bringing about a new natural. So there is a natural man to which the spiritual cannot be adjoined, and there is one to which it can be. And the one that it can be adjoined to is the one that is from the Lord, as opposed to the one that is born out of the proprium, the infernal proprium. So just a way of holding that. So also the comment about those who have ability to be regenerated and those that don't. And what's interesting about that is that statement is in the text, but also there is teaching about removing the idea of person. So you have those two things that are constantly being presented to us. So there is a frequent statement about those who can be regenerated and those that can't be regenerated, but it's always framed in person. And then we're told that we need to remove person if we want to understand what's there spiritually. So this connects with the infernal proprium cannot be regenerated. That's not what's being regenerated. But our sense of self can be extracted from that and established in what is of the Lord. And that is what our regeneration is about. So it becomes a more understood in a more universal kind of way in terms of the Lord's operation and states of the human mind and the various aspects of those of the human mind, as opposed to individuals as persons, because we can't make a determination about individuals' states. And nor can we make a determination about our own state due to what we see in the natural. All we can determine about what arises in our awareness is, in accordance with our understanding, where is it from, and responding accordingly. That's all we can do. And that says nothing about where we are at a more interior level, what it what we have to do is work with what arises and presents. That's all we can do. And the Lord takes care of the rest, which so in this particular reading about the dream, because the thin and ugly cattle arise, it says nothing about our state in the context of the whole process. They have to arise because they have to be exposed and dealt with. So it's part and parcel of what's of order and needful in terms of the regeneration of the human mind.